Are you counting me down or are we in?
No, we're in.
All right. So it's Monday morning.
Yep.
November 6th, 17th, staff meeting. And if you're listening to the podcast, you're going to just be a fly on the wall as we talk about, you know, some things from this past weekend and where we're headed. So
this is a great idea, Ralph. It was a great idea.
Kevin, you want to say hello to the people out in podcast land?
Yes. Hey, hello. It is, we're actually at my house. It was, it's our official meeting place.
Yeah, on the floor in the living room.
Yeah, for today. Yeah. So, yeah, so don't imagine us in some big conference room. Yeah.
Actually, I'm wearing a suit and a tie.
Yeah, right.
And,
you no, don't ever do that.
Okay, so we start off every week with wins and losses. So let's start with the wins from the weekend, Kev.
I thought music was really good.
I thought the music was awesome.
Yeah, guys did really, really well.
Yeah.
Austin was up there.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really good.
Yeah, you know? we got set up early again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is good because we didn't, the trailer got there late.
Right, it's 7:30. We usually get there at 6:30.
Yeah, so it was good that everybody, you know, we had more helpers, more people working to get all that stuff done. And, you know, the thing I think that people need to realize is that we can always use more people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which would allow us to get there maybe even later or get set up even sooner.
Well, I would love like a rotation. So now, you know what I'm saying? Even if we got there early, like say 6:30, there would be different people there every single week.
You know? And so, we're going to go back to that because I asked you a question as we were kind of doing the pre-meeting meeting about, you know, areas where people could work in. So we're going to go back to that. But another win I thought was we redid the sound. We, you know, put everything at zero.
Yeah.
And redid that stuff.
Right.
And Wade, who is on sound, did that with me, and he's, you know, mastering that soundboard.
So he's doing a fantastic job. Yeah.
That's a win.
And we checked out those speakers, how we put them back face towards the audience.
Yeah, you didn't think that.
And I couldn't hear nothing.
Anyway. Okay. So I think another win, and this is probably more of a personal win, but I think Shayna again wasn't in kids.
Yes.
And and that's good because this weekend there was kind of a problem in kids. We didn't have enough people to work.
Yeah.
And we made sure we got her out of there.
Yeah.
And do you want to talk a little bit about why that's a win?
Yeah, for church planners, it's huge. Most church planners' wives, and I've talked to other church planners as well, you know, their wives work in kids for, you know, a year, 2 years, and they always say the only thing I've ever heard from church planners is they say, hey, my wife has been there too long.
Right.
You know, to the point where they're just sick because they're living quote-unquote church, all 7 days a week, because that's how, you know, we're living it,
and
you know what I'm saying?
And they never get to hear the message.
And they never get to hear the message, right. And so we don't want to do that with our wives or our people. So that being said, we need to get your wife out there, too.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone gets breaks. That's that's the reality is what needs to happen. So
I think that was definitely a win. Or one of the things is that, you know, some new people were able to go into kids and work.
Which is the best.
One of them is going to take a lead role.
Yeah.
So I think that's definitely, you know, a win.
Yeah, for sure. I think one of the huge ones was that you were out in the foyer kind of area, you know, meeting and greeting people, because our people already have stepped up and taken over almost every aspect of what we do, which I think is the highest level of leadership when you're actually removed from a situation and things are still operating.
I would agree. I'm a high level leader.
I get to say that, not you.
One of the things, and for people that don't know or maybe listening to this podcast for the first time or don't know what we do, a lot of what I do is kind of quarterback what happens during the behind the scenes service, making sure the video gets played at the right time and that stuff gets muted or unmuted.
Right.
And so, yeah, I sort of passed that off to Israel, who did a really, really good job this past weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that going into the next couple of weeks, I'll be just a helper.
Yeah.
You know, doing my thing while everybody else is doing their thing, and more it'll start to run itself. So
I don't know if you guys know this either. Ralph actually coordinates the Monday morning meetings as well. Like, he's in charge of those. He's much better, much more strategic than I am. So, you know, I think it was like about a month ago, I said, hey, Ralph, why don't you just go ahead and lead the meeting? So actually on Mondays, he's, you know, he's kind of coordinating where we're going, where we're headed. And, you know, I just kind of interject my ideas, and Celeste does as well. So he's actually out today, so he won't be on the podcast. But
yeah. So, any other wins? Things? I know we had some new people working in kids. We had new people working on cameras.
Yeah.
Which was good.
Losses. We had a loss. I did not know that there was a video at the end of my talk.
Yeah, you're not the only one responsible for that. Usually we go over everything before service.
Yeah, but we were rushed.
Yeah, well, we had some different things going on this Sunday, so we didn't get to do that, and that was probably why we didn't go over the lineup.
Yeah.
I thought the phone conversation with James
was
very good.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of laughs. Well, a big loss that probably nobody else knows but us is that, you know, that website didn't get up.
Yeah.
But I'm going to attack that earlier in the week, and I'm going to pass that off to somebody that I think is more equipped to do that.
Yeah.
And
it's Philip this next week.
Yeah, Philip.
So yeah.
We'll be looking at profiles. You want to talk a little bit about profiles just to remind
you? Yeah, we're just going through a series called Profiles where we're looking at actually three of the disciples of Christ. And Profiles is kind of just another name for like a MySpace or a Facebook, you know, where what are these guys like? You know, what are their faults? What are their strengths? You know, how did they interact with Jesus? So it'll be a fun series.
Yeah. Another win, I think, was we had a handful of first-time visitors and some like people that came back.
Right.
That visited for the first time, you know, last week. And so I think it's really good that when people are coming back, anytime we're getting first-time visitors, but a loss that goes right hand-in-hand to that is that we didn't get visitor cards on everybody.
It's so hard to do that.
Yeah. And one of the things that I've seen people doing that really I think is good is that I've seen people, I did it with somebody yesterday, and I asked them, oh, is this your first time? I didn't recognize them. They said yes.
Yeah.
And I asked them, did you fill out a visitor card? And so I think, you know, we need to figure out a way to either call people during the week, you know, people who are already part of our church,
right,
and ask them, hey, if you see somebody that's new, ask them.
Right. Have you filled out
a visitor card? The other thing is we need to tell people is they need to bring pens.
Yeah.
We all need to have a pen on us at all times.
I'm bad about that.
Yeah, I'm not that good at it either. And so we just need to communicate, and we'll do that on Twitter or on the website or send out emails.
Not
just
for sake of having more pens, but so that we, hey,
yeah, you know, no, you we don't just even want them to, we don't want them to leave them at the church. We just want them to have a pen on them so they can say, hey, let me give you a pen so you can fill out this visitor card, rather than, oh, do you have a pen? Do I have a pen? We'll just take it with you.
You know, I was thinking we could do it where you just put it on your phone. A lot of people have BlackBerries or iPhones. You could just throw that down and then fill out the information card for them. Just if you get their address and know. So yeah. I don't know how that'll work or not.
I know we had talked about it before, and I brought the iTouch with me. And the new software on the iTouch, you can enter in people's information.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be just a matter of buying a couple of iTouches and hand them off to visitors and say, hey, would you like to put your information? That way we can have some information on you. That may be a little easier.
We talked about it.
So
yeah,
I don't know the way they do it at the Apple Store. You know, where everybody has this little thing that we can just start signing you up. So
I would love to see if that could be connected to a database. Like as soon as you put it in there, like it's already uploading to something else. So it's like that's the problem. Data transfer is a waste of time. You know what I'm saying? If you can put it in real time, and then it goes to something that's already.
Well, what we could do is just give it to Vid. Vid gets them, and he sends us everybody's information. You know. Obviously, it'd have to be proprietary in nature where people aren't, you know, getting other people's information.
Yeah.
A computer person, you know, who can design something like that to where it downloads the software from here and into
it just uploads.
Yeah.
Like maybe through iTunes or something. I don't know. I have no clue what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I should have said upload instead of download.
Really?
Well, you download to here. You upload back.
Sure.
Okay.
Losses?
Any other losses for the weekend?
It was a good weekend, man.
It was a really good weekend. I know for me, I felt like it's one of the best weekends we have. But the only reason I felt like that is because I wasn't doing anything. Yeah. Other people were working. And I think it's something we need to convey to like some of the other guys is that if you can work yourself out of the job, then that's two people that know how to do that thing.
Right. Well, that's a win, not a loss. You know what I'm saying? I think, I'm not needed anymore. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. But now you're not needed everywhere. I know Vid and Aaron, I talked to Vid yesterday. Or Aaron, I talked to Aaron yesterday, and because Carrie was on the Twitter play-by-play, which was really good, I heard some good things from people. She did a good job on the play-by-play. But because she was doing it and Vid didn't have to worry about it, it was one of the first times they've gotten to sit in church together.
Oh, wow.
And they really enjoyed it, you know? So being able to have multiple people at multiple jobs, you know, it allows you to sit in service and not have to worry about anything happening.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, so just some areas that we probably need people in, kids. More people and kids.
Of course.
We need more people on video that know how to do that because Brent works for the Spurs. Yeah. So he's going to be working some Sundays.
Sure. And he can definitely train anybody up.
Yeah, he's really good at that. And so he's capable of training people.
The other thing is someone for hospitality to help out Tony and Aaron. There's only two people there, you know. Yeah. And it's not a huge ministry in the sense
it's
of.
It's huge.
But no, I meant in
sorry,
the sense
Tony, of. Sorry, Tony, it is huge. Kevin doesn't think. I think you're very important.
It's in the sense of manning. You know what I'm saying? We don't need six people to staff people. Right. But we do need more people to rotate them in and out.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
So, yeah, I would agree with that too. It's funny. Okay, let's talk about next week. Profiles, we're doing who?
Philip.
Okay. I'm going to take some notes just so I can work on the website. Tell me about Philip. Are you ready? Are we ready to do that?
Yeah, well, he's the bean counter.
Why do you call him that? I have never heard that before. Honestly, are you making that up?
No. It's actually, I've got most of the stuff out of 12 Ordinary Men, and I cannot remember the author, which I can look up right now. And it's actually a great book, actually, John MacArthur. So if you want to read this book, I would recommend it to anybody. And what it really does is it goes through the 12 disciples. I think it goes through all 12. And he talks about how they were just ordinary. And how he uses ordinary people, and that's who he's looking for. I mean, he could have gone after anybody.
So why was he the bean counter?
I haven't got that far into it. Well,
that's his nickname.
That's his nickname. Yeah.
One of the things.
He never thought there was enough. Really, I mean, I know that, but I don't want to get too much into it.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to.
Right.
Yeah. You know what's funny is as I was preparing for my side of what I did not do this week, and I don't want we'll talk about it. Vague innuendo so nobody knows what's coming the following week, was just kind of making up characteristics.
Yeah.
And what's funny is that these guys were regular, ordinary guys.
Exactly.
You know, they might have liked to play rock ball or whatever the sport was back then. You know?
Yeah. Rock with a stick.
Yeah.
Right.
They might have liked to play those things, you know? Right. Some of them might have been 6'3", and some of them might have been 5'3".
Right.
You know, like...
Totally ordinary.
Yeah, chubby, skinny,
right,
muscular.
Exactly. You know,
like some of them might have been guys who like to camp and fish and hunt, and other them maybe more, you know, in touch with their feminine side, and they like to cook and clean or who knows what. You need to answer that.
No, it's just Twitter. Sorry.
So next week, anything you need for next week?
No, we just need to make sure that, like, when we do the phone thing, that we have someone with a better accent.
Yeah, no, the other thing is that I'm definitely going to download a ringer this week to the iPod.
Yeah.
And that way we can actually have a ringer. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you is are you going to stay with doing the phone call at the beginning of the message? Or had you thought about maybe using it during the message to teach a point?
Yeah, you know what? I didn't even think about that. We could do that. Like, maybe want a second point. We can do like that.
And the other thing that we might do is maybe even, and it'll depend on time, but maybe a phone call from James.
Oh, and like...
at the end of service or something. Right. Like during announcements or whatever.
That mean I have to still do that accent again?
Well, people really liked James.
Yeah.
I had a lot of good things about James. So, okay, well, let's talk a little bit about the next 4 weeks. We have 2 more weeks of profiles left.
Yeah.
What's coming up after that?
After that, we have Christmas Tales. Is it not right?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, there's only a couple more weeks before we go into Christmas. Yeah. That's it. Christmas Tales.
And
past, present, and future.
Right. So.
Which would be great.
Yeah, that's going to be kind of a spin-off of A Christmas Tale. Is that what it's called, A Christmas Tale?
Carol.
A Christmas Carol, right, with the Bah Humbug.
Yes.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Right.
Yeah, we'll be talking about Christmas past, present, and future.
Which would be good.
Yeah. Will it be Christian past, present, and future? You past, present, and future?
We haven't really decided that.
Yeah, we need to play that on our head, how that's going to work. But it's going to be cool. Yeah. I think it's going to
shows you how much we prepare. Yeah.
We're not even sure. It's going to be another stab at, I think, I'm going to work hard starting right now. It's going to be another stab at some cool stage design. Because the army thing was awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
It was good. We had this whole setup for one of the weekends where it was totally set up in army gear, like helmets, and the band had on camouflage and fake. No, they weren't. Those were real bullets, no?
Real bullets.
Yeah, like, no, they're fake. They were huge. That's all I know. Yeah. So.
Okay, so let's talk about some big picture stuff. A couple of things that I want to talk about is relational web.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the school model.
Okay.
And also want to talk about this membership or
one-on-one
team class.
Yeah. Right? I like it's called one-on-one.
Yeah.
Because it's like a double entendre. Is it a double entendre? Where it's like, it is something, but it's also something else. Like, if is like, imagine fellowship. What if?
Yeah.
It's a double entendre.
Well, here's another thing is we could do 101 with an N in between the O. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's 101, but it's one on
one. One on one. Right. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. People know what 101 is usually. Well, at least Christians do. Yeah. They've been in a church or something.
In a church. And the other thing is, talking about membership, we can talk about it. We're searching for a name for this membership class. And we struggle with the idea of membership.
Yes. Because Well, anytime you use a word from the past, it has a connotation. That's right. The problem.
And so membership is what? What kind of connotation do you think?
Well, look, you're going to join something, and you're going to receive something in return.
Like a gym?
Right? Sure, a gym. You get to use the pool. Okay. You get to. And so I guess what I was asking was, hey, you're going to join the membership of the church. What do you get?
You get to pay your tithes.
You get to pay, yeah, right. We're going to allow you to pay your tithe. Yeah.
Not just can you come to our church, but you get to give us your money. Yeah. So the reason we struggle with membership is because most people, if we're designing a church for people who are unbelievers, they won't look at that as a benefit.
Right. Why? Why would I join?
Yeah.
Why would I join? Right. That's the question.
Yeah.
And so we've actually had to come up with a couple things to help out with that.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're ready to kind of unveil that yet. But
no, not yet. But I think we could probably start talking a little bit. I think one of the things I would say is, like, I think we could, if we talk about it in terms of team.
Yeah.
People want to be part of a team.
Oh, guaranteed.
You know, they want to be part of a tribe. So it's maybe, you know, how you're part of the team. Right. You know, that portion of, you know, your, I guess, relationship with Imagine.
Right.
And one of the things that we're going to do that's really different from the church that planted us and most other churches,
yeah,
is that we're not going to do it kind of in a corporate, like, classroom setting.
Right.
You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. It's not, like I said, not one is, well, I don't know. Like I said, you can still do a question and answers. The thing in a corporate setting, a lot of people feel uncomfortable to ask those questions.
Yeah.
In a big setting.
And not just that, but I think it goes a long way, like, doing one-on-one. Like, if I'm doing
right
with somebody, like some of the people that I hang out with from the church, if I'm right sitting down with them to talk about our philosophy,
right,
why we sing the songs we do, and that may be questions that people who are listening to this are asking themselves, and they just haven't had a chance to ask us, but why we sing non-Christian songs? Why we have lights, and why would you service at a theater?
Yeah, it's more inviting and comfortable, maybe.
Right, and so to be able to get a chance to share those things personally with somebody, I think is more meaningful than to sit in a class and have people tell them. Even to hear it on a podcast,
right,
it's more personal.
You could be introduced, though, to it as well. Say someone says, say I come to you, and I go, hey, have you joined our church yet? Mm-hmm. You know, oh, okay, what does that entail? Okay, well, now... Like, it's versus just throwing it out there and just kind of catching people. It's being intentional about, hey, joining the church.
Yeah. And one of the reasons we're doing it, and it's really important, and I think, is that people need to know what it means to be part of a church.
Yeah.
And if our church is really designed to meet the needs of people who have never been to church before, they need to be taught those lessons because they don't know. You know, I grew up in church.
Right.
So I knew, like, all these things that, you know, I knew about service and about tithing and giving offering and supporting the church financially and about, you know, respecting my pastor and being sure I'm involved in the ministry. All those things were things like I grew up seeing every single day of my life.
Right.
But people who have never been in church, they're probably, they want to know.
Yeah.
What do I do? No, I agree. What can I do to support? And they probably have never heard those lessons.
Right. They want to know, like, hey, what is a win?
Yeah.
What's the win? Yeah. Am I doing everything I can be doing? Yeah.
Yeah. So be looking out for that. We're going to be doing that. Probably
soon.
It'll
be an electronic version. I think what we should just have an electronic version and go through it that way. Because one, it's easily editable. You can put it on I can put it on a PDF.
Right.
Send it out. You go through it, and then hey, we need to change something. Boom, change it again. So, instead of printing, I mean, like I said, I don't mind printing things, but we printed things, and they're already out of date.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just an electronic world now.
Yeah.
You know.
So still editing that, making sure it's everything. It encompasses everything that we want it to say.
Right.
And then we're just gonna start doing it 101.
There it is.
One-on-one with people.
Yeah.
So be looking for that.
That'll be great.
What's
next?
Relational web.
Yeah, relational web is going well. You know, I think we made some adjustments from the relational web.
Yeah, I think so too.
Which is good. Like, I think that's one of the overarching themes about the relational web is that it's going to change. as the changes of the church.
Here's what I think one of the things is, it's definitely changes. Bragging on us. But I think anytime any organization adapts, when they see that maybe the thing they were doing wasn't working, it wasn't working to its fullest abilities, or wasn't as productive as you thought it was going to be, and you're able to adapt, I think that I think it's a big deal for leadership. You know, it's a big deal to know, like, we're going to do whatever it takes, and if that means, you know, relooking at something, tweaking it, you know, we're going to do those things. Because a lot of churches don't do that. A lot of organizations.
Yeah, I would just say organizations.
Yeah, organizations. Yeah, a lot of people.
People are just organizations are just a group of people.
Yeah. Yeah, they've been doing the same thing for years, and they're expecting some kind of different results.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and I think what happened was that we've always had a problem with the relational web, in a sense, if you come from the outside of the system, meaning the people, like if it wasn't a friend reaching a friend, and somehow they heard about Imagine Fellowship and came, how do we get them connected?
Right.
And we never really had an answer for that.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of like, oh, well, we don't know how they kind of assimilate.
Yeah.
You know, so we started these groups, you know? I mean, it's similar to that of home teams, but two different types of groups.
Yeah, yeah, they are different. Connect groups, which will be groups that will help people get connected. It won't be a Bible study. It won't be going someplace to play the guitar and sing Kumbaya. You know, it's going to be a party. It's going to be a baseball game. It's going to be a bunch of people going to a movie or a Spurs game or
we already have one going to call
a wine tasting. A yeah, the Fido Fellowship.
Right.
Yeah, and it's basically people who, the one thing they have in common is they all have dogs.
Right.
And it's just a chance for them to
connect. And that's being done, I mean, all over the country. I mean, there's a lot of people that are doing these types of connect groups, which is awesome. And they're working.
Yeah. And one thing we've talked about is we need more.
Yes.
And, you know, so we have lots of UTSA students. That's a connect group.
Right.
On one of the overarching themes on these cards is that people like to cook.
Yeah.
It's a connect group.
Yeah.
You know, they get together and cook together.
Yeah. People I'll eat.
We'll eat. We'll show up. To support, you know, from the staff, and we'll eat the food.
Right.
But sports. We have a lot of people like basketball. Lots of people like running.
Yeah.
That's a connect group.
Yeah.
You know, we all go up to the same high school, run a couple miles together.
Yeah.
Race each other, whatever. But that's a connect group. And so, yeah, we're seeing that we need to take a little bit more initiative in helping just
spur it
push
on.
It.
Right.
Push it.
Start it up, and then we can't be there. I mean, there's going to be so many of these, we just won't be able to sustain it.
And not just that, but I'm not a college student anymore.
Right.
Thank God. Right? But, so, I mean, I've been a college student in the past, but the college students, that's the one thing they all have in common. Thread. They're all taking finals. They're all doing papers. They're all going to class.
Right. You know, and I think that's where I had a misnomer, a misperception that, you know, they would just start.
Yeah. We've got eventually.
But we've got to help them start.
Yeah.
And then that's what I do.
That's definitely going to be the culture of our church.
Right.
We just have to help shape and teach that.
Right.
And I think one of the things, and we've talked about it before, is as, I don't know that you want to characterize it as a loss, but if you have grown up in a church that didn't do this, or any kind of organization that didn't preach connecting with people, well, you've already gotten accustomed to not doing that.
Right. And it's easy to get, and if you don't, it's easy to get out of that. You know, you're just in your one environment, and that's your environment. You don't get out of.
Sometimes just a busy life.
Just a busy life. Right. Yeah. And it's not, you're not even being, but that's because you have to be intentional to get out of that.
Right.
Have to be. Because if not, it's not going to happen on its own.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
So we have some rewiring and reprogramming. And I know for me, I had to do that. I mean, I've always been a people person, but even then, I mean, it's been a different kind of intentional. I told you just last night we were praying with a couple from the church, just a short prayer. Yeah. And that's something that I never did in the past. You know, so I've had to be, you know, kind of rewire the way I do life with people. So we really need to figure out a way to kind of communicate to that, continue to communicate that to people who maybe aren't doing it now.
Right.
Yeah,
I guess that goes back to people thinking that the church is a location or a place or an outward program versus we are the church, meaning that, hey, look, the answer is in Christ wants to use you.
Right.
Yeah, and we talked about that this morning kind of in the pre-session. I don't know what it was in reference to, but it was something the same type of thing.
Yeah, so. And I think, you know, I grew up in church, and I think it's an interesting distinction between you and me is that I was like born under the pew, so to speak. You know, my parents.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, it's yeah, but I've, you know, been to church my entire life, and I think that did two things to me. Number one, it trained me in some really bad habits, and also made me a little cynical,
yeah,
you know, about what I see in church. And you bring a lot of freshness to it because, you know, you didn't, it wasn't like that. You know, you got saved later in your life.
Right.
And so it kind of lets you have a different perspective on church, you know, and what it means to be a believer, where I got used to, oh, well, being a Christian means I go to church.
Right.
Yeah. That's so far from what it is about, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's so far from this kind of personal.
Right, just to check the Sunday. Like, I check the box on Sunday.
Check the box on
and,
Sunday.
Like, that's the most I can do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And, right. Yeah, I talked to another a pastor friend of mine, and he said, you know, the sheep, quote unquote, is what he called them. I think we necessarily wouldn't call them sheep.
No.
The sheep, he said, they depend on us to feed them. And it kind of just seems so counterintuitive. Who eats once a week?
Right.
You're starving to death if you eat on Sundays only.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this whole idea of kind of rethinking.
Yeah, when you're hungry, you go to the fridge.
You go to the fridge.
Right.
Right.
Right. I mean, you don't wait for someone to go. I mean, unless you're a little kid. Other than that, you're like, hey, look, I'm hungry.
You know what's funny about what you just said is tell them about the verse we just read, just right now. You just said about being a little kid, and the verse we read in Corinthians 3 about milk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's you're a spiritual babe.
Yeah.
It was talking about
believer.
That.
Yeah. You crave.
It actually said, like, breast milk, right?
You're breastfeeding.
Right, you're breastfeeding, yeah. And you're still on the breast.
Yeah. And that's okay.
No, of course.
It's a different stage. You know, but eventually Asher wanted cereal. Right. Eventually he's going to be eating a ribeye. You know?
Yum.
Yeah, and so I think growing up in church for me, I think I looked at that, and I think I got used to milk. And somebody else feeding me that milk. Versus, man, eventually you got to learn to eat on your own.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about this. We're talking about, you know, spiritual food.
Sure.
Prayer and Bible reading.
Right, right.
That's what we mean.
Right.
But tell me, talk a little bit about how did you get some responses from the blog post last week about the school method?
Some. Yeah, I guess that's kind of a loss. Like, I thought there would be much more response in that sense of saying, hey, look, here's the people that I'm going to be intentional about, you know? But I'm thinking maybe, you know, people are either scared about saying, hey, this is who they're reaching, or...
I have an idea.
Okay.
Maybe we should ask them to get on the platform and share who they're reaching.
Oh, that's a great one, Ralph. Yeah. That's
that wouldn't be no.
Nah, that's a wonderful idea. Yeah,
you don't think that would ease them into it?
Yeah, nah, maybe not.
Be scared of doing it?
Yeah, I think that's the number one fear of people public speaking.
Yeah, I think probably right. We won't do it like that. Yeah. But you didn't get the response you thought.
No,
you
I and I think you know even
what
if
were you looking for?
Just
in the response.
If
I guess.
You just don't like say, here's the two things I was looking for. One, if you don't know anybody that you're trying to reach, like say. In your environment, everyone's a Christian,
yeah.
Right? Everyone's a Christian. You don't know, like, there's no one you can reach
church.
For Christ. Yeah, you work in church. Then say, hey, look, I am praying to find three people to be intentional with.
Yeah. You know, Kevin, I'll be honest with you, and I've told you this before, like I struggle because I work at home.
Right.
You know, like, there's not, like, I have to be uber intentional about meeting people.
Uber, that's interesting.
You like that, uber?
Yeah.
I have to be uber intentional. I do. And so it's been, the other night, I talked to the security guard at our apartment complex.
Right.
And dude, this guy was hungry to talk to somebody. Like, we were just coming in. It was late. It was like 11:30.
Yeah.
And we slowed down to say hi, and he started talking to us. He was like, "Hey man, what's going on?" And I was like, "Nothing, man. Awesome. How you doing?" And he was like, "It's cold out here, dude. And got to be out here till 3 o'clock in the morning." And he started talking to me. And I'm sure Sarah was elbowing me like, let's go already. Right. But we started talking. And just the other night, my mom's van broke down. It got fixed. But it broke down right as they were entering. So I had to go sit in the van until it would start again. And he came over and talked again.
Yeah.
And I just think, like, you know, that could be a relationship. But I've been forced to pray, okay, God, I work at home. And the only one that works, like, is anywhere near me is my dog and Sarah. You know, like... So I have to find some. Maybe this is the guy, right? That God is saying, "Hey, he just needs a friend." You know,
there was
be a friend.
There was a girl yesterday right after we had service, mm-hmm. and she was yelling, "Hey, what do you guys do?"
Oh yeah, that's right, I heard her.
Right, and her name was Erica. Real nice. I mean, awesome, awesome girl. And I went over and talked to her, and she said, "What do you do?" And I, you know, had this small conversation. I left, and she made a joke that, "Oh, she needs presents for her, like her 11-year-old girl, right?" Uh-huh. So I got the I was driving home. I got the number to the sports clubs.
Oh, yeah?
I said, "Yeah."
Oh,
I said, "Hey, is Erica there?" She's not there. She's with the client. I said, "No problem." She actually called me back.
Wow.
Yeah, she called me
Did
back.
Did she know who you were?
No.
Okay.
I said, "Hey," I said, "this is Kevin." She goes, "Did I talk to you this morning?" I was like, "Yeah, we had a conversation." She's like, "Oh, cool." And she was totally cool. Like, she just wanted, like, so she's like, "What's up?" I said, "Hey, how old is your daughter?" And she goes, "She's 11 years old." I said, "You know, 11-year-olds, don't they like Hannah Montana?" She's like, "Oh, yeah, and Raven Riley or something."
Raven, that's so yeah, Raven.
Right. And I have no clue. I don't have a kid. Yeah. Yeah. So I was just like, "Well, yeah, well, you mentioned about getting something or you need something for a daughter. I want to get you something. What days do you work?" She goes, "I work Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday." I said, "Either Monday or Tuesday, I'm going to drop off a present for your daughter." She said, "You got to be kidding me." I said, no, for sure. And she was just floored that I just met her and we're going to, but it's something that simple.
All right, let's go through that again, because there may be some people out there in podcast land that are saying, "I know Kevin, but I just can't do that." So what did you do? What was the first thing you did with her? What was the first thing you did?
She initiated.
Right?
She said, she was talking to everyone. I even mentioned someone in the crowd said to me, it's like, "Hey, Kevin, why don't you go talk to her?" Mm-hmm. And then that person said, "Oh, no, wait a minute. I think we should be talking to her."
They did say that.
Yes. They said that. They said, "Hey, Kevin, why don't you go talk to that person?"
Loss. I can already see a loss, but you probably should have taken somebody with you, right?
Right.
Yeah.
To show them what it was like.
Okay, so the first, she initiated a conversation. All you did was talk to her.
Yeah, she yelled from across the whole, she yelled across from the street, "Hey, what are y'all doing?" And someone yelled back, "Hey, we're sitting down, breaking down from church."
Okay, so in our school method,
our service, I hate saying that, our service.
In our school method, this is the first day of school.
Right, I don't know who she is.
You have no idea, not even her name.
Right, so I just went over and said, and she had a name tag. I was like, "Hey, Erica, how you doing?" She's like, "Oh, good." She goes, "What do you do over there?" She had the question.
Yeah, she
had some questions. Just answered the question. Yeah. And then I didn't invite her to service.
Okay, so the first thing, didn't invite her to service.
No.
The first thing was just, "Hi, my name is."
That's it. That's all I said.
Yeah.
She was like, "Oh, I really got to get back to work." I said, "Well, have a great day." Mm-hmm. Then I knew where she worked and she had a need. And I think that is what brought, what it's going to bring from first day of school to more of like
everything else, probably.
Yeah.
Is reaching people's needs,
touching
their needs.
Yeah. Right.
No, I'll give you another example of this. And this person is somebody I'm already at recess with. But this weekend they broke
your
desk.
What is recess? Can you just real say that?
Recess is a relationship you have with somebody where there's influence going both ways.
Right.
There's a very strong friendship, meaningful relationship. You can spend
no
lots
awkward
of time.
Pauses.
No awkward pauses, right? You can sit in a room and be quiet with this person. It's no big deal. Right? Good friends.
Right.
So this is a guy I'm already at recess with, or a couple, Sarah and I, spent some time with them. And he broke his desk this weekend when he was moving. And so I Twittered, you know, "If anybody has a desk that they don't need, I could use it from a buddy."
Saw that.
And I got a response really quick.
No way, someone had a desk.
From Kelly and Wade. Yeah, they had
no
an extra desk.
No way.
A really nice desk. Kevin, when I dropped this off at his house, he saw the desk and he was like, "Is this new? Like, did somebody buy us a desk?" And I was like, "No, they just had it at their house." And he was so grateful. But it was that. It was meeting a need.
Wow.
Yeah, so
I saw that Twitter, and I was like, I was wondering. I asked Shannon, I said, "Do we have an extra desk around here?" I didn't know, you know. And she was like, "No, we don't." I was like, "Dang."
Yeah, but I think those are ways to reinforce every relationship. You know, if you're a first day of school, meeting a need is going to take you to the
It'll take you
it'll take you to the cafeteria real fast.
Right, and then
okay, so she had a need. You recognized it.
Yeah,
and I think that's probably where most people get to a hiccup or speed bump, is that they hear a need. But they don't think about meeting a need.
Right. And I think that's the personality issue, is where they say, well, you have to have an outgoing personality to develop a relationship. No, you don't. Mm-hmm. Because you have relationships right now. And they happened.
Right.
So you can make a relationship happen by simply meeting the need. "Hi, my name is this." Great. It doesn't have to be a long conversation. Even if you're not, you don't speak a lot.
Right.
You know, you're introverted. You're very quiet. "Hey, hi, my name is this." And that's it. You know, and then you hear a need, fulfill that need, that's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It really takes the process on a fast track, I think. So.
Yeah. And I think just to reinforce it, the whole reason we want to get to recess with people is because we want to get to a point where we're close enough to them that they can say, hey, you know, I'm in some trouble and I recognize that your life is different than mine.
Right.
You know, where they start to see that difference and it makes them say, you know, just this morning in prayer, as we were praying, you know, I was saying, God, that we would spend so much time with you that when we spend time with other people, they feel the impact of your presence, you know?
Yeah.
And that's going to happen if we can go to recess with people. If we can get to the point where we're close friends.
Right.
They're going to say, yeah, I just need something more, and I think you have it.
The two mistakes that always happen, one is that we never create the relationship for them to see that. Right. Does that make sense? We could be living life with Christ, but we never just created the relationship. So therefore, they never even saw what there was to be offered.
Yeah.
The second one is that we say, we don't live our life like Christ, mm-hmm. or we just beat them over the head with the Bible, say, hey, look at all the things you're doing wrong.
It's because you don't know. You know what? Just to give you an example of that, my uncle, last week, I have an uncle that died. I have another uncle that came. He's a pastor of a church. And one of my aunts, I think she's a believer, but this guy just doesn't think so. And she has allergies. Mm-hmm. And I said, man, she has allergies. You know, she always says she got the bad genes. She's the youngest of 11 kids. Or the second youngest to 11 kids. And she always says, I got all the leftover genes, right? The bad genes that were left in my mom and dad. So she got all the allergies and she thinks she has a weight problem, all these things. And I said, so she says she has the bad genes. And he says, what you need to tell her, because she has allergies, is what I was saying.
Right.
And he said, what you need to tell her is she needs Jesus. And I thought, because Jesus is going to fix her allergies? You know, like, it just seems so dumb to me.
It's the one quick fix answer, like, oh, you just need Jesus.
Yeah, you need to pray more. You must not be living for Jesus if you have allergies.
Doesn't work like that.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, right? But yeah, so this guy would probably take the wrong approach and be like, let's read Genesis chapter 1 through Revelations, whatever.
Right, and they're not even close enough to open up that book and don't believe that it's, you know, inspired or anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's irrelevant to my life.
Right. Yeah, so we want to be at recess because it will eventually always lead to a point. If there's a believer in the relationship and an unbeliever, it always leads to the point where there's faith conversations.
For sure. And most of the times that I've experienced, when you get to that recess where there are no awkward pauses and it's very comfortable, they ask you.
Kevin, what's, you know, we're right about to finish. What's the big thing on your heart right now?
Well,
what's God? Sure. Know, what's work? What you shared a little bit about that with me this morning.
Yeah, yeah. I just really feel like God's just tearing my heart up, you know, in the sense of like, just praying like crazy, man. Like He is like prompting me to pray. You know what I'm saying? Evoking me to prayer.
I felt that too this morning. You know, what's funny is you shared something was happening on your heart, and as I was praying, all I felt was like, man, my life would be transformed if I did this. Just a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a little bit more.
Yeah. And I think with that, it's just a brokenness over us reaching people, not for the sake of just reaching people. I mean, that's not what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like someone said before, that's Amway. We're not Amway.
Yeah.
You know, true. We're not some business.
Yeah, we're not reaching people for the sake of reaching people, counting people, big church, none of that.
No way. It's about reaching people because that number represents someone who's broken and hurting, you know, and that's what it's all about. And the reason I say it is because I was, you know, and I quote unquote thought I had it all together, you know, and then, you know, when you're by yourself and you're thinking and you're not a believer, you're thinking, man, what is this life all about? You know, why are we doing what we're doing? What's the purpose of this whole thing? You know, and that's, you start to have some honest questions, you know, and when someone come alongside of you and say, hey, look, this is how I see it, and then you don't feel like you're forced into it, and you're saying, hey, look, this is something, come check it out. It's much more inviting, you know, than someone saying, hey, look, you need to fix your life. They already know that. They already know they need to fix their lives. Most people do, you know? And if they're living in...
it's funny that you say that. A friend of mine came, visited Mac. He visited on our grand opening. And he said, I really like your church because I didn't feel like your pastor was up there telling me what I need to fix in my life. And I told him, buddy, you're an adult. You know what you need to fix. Yeah. We don't need to tell you. You know,
right.
You're right.
And we do challenge people.
Right.
Right. Just to, I mean,
yeah.
Make
but
sure.
In the end, like, people know when they mess up. I don't need to tell you, hey, you messed up. Yeah. I don't need anybody to tell me that. You know, I feel bad already. You know,
yeah.
God speaks to my heart and he says, hey, you can do better than that.
Right. And even counterintuitive, someone say, well, yeah, if you're not a Christian, then you don't know you're doing wrong either.
You do.
No, you do.
Yeah.
There are definite laws that apply that are God's laws, I believe, that you break them, you feel pain.
Yeah. What about something practical, something not spiritual that you're working on this week to do better?
Just talking to people. I think what I'm going to do this week is, just like we talked about with the three people, I'm going to be intentional. The people that are Imagineers, you know, our people, I'm going to be calling them or
emailing
them.
Imagineers? Yeah. And you?
Have you
thought about it before?
No. Well, it's Walt Disney. I mean, you know, they have their Imagineers, you
is
know,
that what they're
their
called?
Cast
what
members, or it's Walt Disney stuff, isn't it? Like, there's an Imagineers.
That's cool. I like it.
Yeah, I just can't. I didn't come up with
like
it.
Like Pioneers, but Imagineers.
Imagineers, yeah.
But, Mountaineers.
Yeah, but they're, I think that's a Walt Disney
Rabbit
thing.
Ears.
I'm going to check that out.
It has different ears. Rabbit ears?
You're getting a taste of Ralph right now. Yeah, but I'm going to call him and I'm going to ask him. I say, hey, look, who are the three people? If you don't know three people, I got an amazing email from somebody that says, hey, look, I didn't even realize this, but I've surrounded myself with Christians for a long time. And I just realized that I don't know anybody.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be intentional with three people that are all the first day of school for me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's cool. That's awesome. Yeah. There's no condemning. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, hey, where are we at?
Yeah.
Where are we at?
I think for me, you know, what's funny is the thing that God is like put on your heart is prayer. The thing for me, like that is Bible reading.
Yeah.
You know, what's funny is like as leaders of the church, what God wants from us still is just the basics. You know, like
that's it.
Yeah, and so I think you know, for Sarah and I think this week there's going to be some times where we shut down the TV and turn off the phones and put some music on and just read the Bible together,
right.
You know, like just read, spend some time with Scripture, you know, just reading together.
I think that's such a good point, man. Like we think that like it's something this more and more of like, oh, I'll do this and this. And like, look, just do the basics and watch what happens.
Yeah. And you know, what's funny is that probably in 10 years, when you've been pastor for Imagine Fellowship for 10 years and, you know, we're 10 years older.
Yeah.
And I'll ask you, hey, what's God telling you? And it'll be like prayer and Bible reading.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is the beginning to everything else.
Yeah, and it makes sense, though, because if you look at anything like NFL football players, if you look at anything, always drills,
basics.
Practice, basics, always the
fundamentals.
Basics, the fundamentals of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, cool, we're at 42 minutes, usually 45 is where we stop,
yeah.
And it's been great.
That was a good meeting, we got some work to do.
Yeah. So, hey, thanks for being with us today. We really appreciate you checking it out, just getting more insight. And as every week as we go through these, you'll just hear more and more about what's going on, you know, here on Monday morning so that you can be in touch with where we're going, where we're headed, and what we need, you know, the wins and losses, what we kind of call them. So thanks for being here.
All right. Catch you later.
Take care.